Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Hey, we're back and let's take a look at some of the headlines. Mono County Winter Storm Alert. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management is issuing an extreme weather alert for Mono County. Heavy wet snow has increased the threat of avalanche. This includes mountainslides, mudslides, as well as building roof slides. Travel in, near, or below avalanche terrain is not recommended. Very dangerous avalanche conditions are expected to continue through this afternoon. Use extreme caution. For additional information, you can go to ready.mono.ca.gov or call the Office of Emergency Management, 760-924-4633. Or go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and just click the link. And today's going to be a red day for the Mammoth Unified School District. They say due to the predicted heavy snowfall conditions, today will be a red day for all schools and Husky Club. Therefore, there is no school or Husky Club Tuesday, January 10th. Please stay safe and stay home. Road conditions are predicted to be dangerous with heavy snowfall. Mammoth Unified School District buildings, including the district office, will be closed.
Hey Eastside locals, just in time for the holidays, Advanced Airlines has another great deal for you. Advanced has extended a special 10-pack of one-way tickets at an extreme discount. $155 per ticket to the LA airports and $165 per ticket to Carlsbad. Flights leave Mammoth Lakes on Thursdays or Fridays and return on Sundays or Mondays only. And yes, they are fully transferable. Go to visitmammoth.com/flylocal for more information. Offer cannot be combined with the local's discount code.
Sierra Classic Theater is seeking front-of-the-house volunteers for their upcoming show, The Lifespan of a Fact. Sierra Classic Theater's production of The Lifespan of a Fact, on stage at the Edison Theater, offers you the chance to see this great local show for free. Bring a friend and serve refreshments or check in reservations at the ticket desk. Please review the available slots below and click on the button to sign up. That's right, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to click the link. The Mammoth High School boys basketball, with an overall record of 6-6, had two very close games this past week. After returning to play after their holiday break, and having to reschedule two games for later in the season due to weather issues, Mammoth played at Lone Pine, where they lost 4-5 on Friday, January 6th, and came up just short, falling 33-36, down two starters. Mammoth battled the entire game, coming up just short to a very quick Lone Pine team. On Saturday, Mammoth traveled to Carson City, Nevada, and playing at Sierra Lutheran, 8-3 in a highly contested game, and again came up just short, falling 54-55 to the host Falcons. Mammoth is scheduled to get back into High Desert League play this week, traveling to Desert today, and hosting Fraser Mountain in Mammoth on Friday the 13th, weather permitting. And let's have a look at the weather. For Mammoth, it looks like today and tomorrow, we got more snow coming, with a high of 28 a low of 13 today, and tomorrow's going to be a high of 32 and a low of 16. But hold on, because Thursday's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 23. For Bishop, it looks like more rain, possible snow today, with a high of 41 and a low of 23. Tomorrow's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 45 and a low of 28. And Thursday's going to be a high of 49, low of 32, mostly cloudy again, but maybe we'll get a chance to dry out a little bit. Thanks for listening to Eastern Sierra Now Radio. Have a great day. That's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.